Ziegler. Ziegler. Inspiring true performance.
Everyone, Blake Lindsay here, and I am certainly happy to welcome you to the Ziegler Inspire podcast. Today, Zig is raring to go, so let's turn it over to Mr. Ziegler.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon. Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of 7 requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
I'm Zig Ziglar with your encouraging word for the day. Did you realize that the most important opinion you have is the opinion you have of yourself? Do you realize that the most important conversation you ever have is the conversation you have with yourself? With that in mind, since we are encouraging people, I'm going to encourage you to take seriously these positive affirmations, and I want you to start using them because they will make a difference in your life, I guarantee it. Number one, I clearly understand that failure is an event, not a person. That yesterday really did end last night, and that success isn't final and failure isn't fatal, because I know I only fail if I quit. I have the courage to admit a mistake and to say that I was wrong. I have the courage to ask for help and the courage to say, I don't know. I have the courage to continually strive to be the person that I'm capable of becoming. Sometimes that's tough, but it's the right thing to do, and it gives me marvelous preparation for tomorrow. I have vision in my life, which means that I see not only with my eyes, but also with my heart. I have 525,600 minutes in every year of my life, and I utilize them well to maximize my ability. I am successful because I believe that to be truly educated, I must be mentored, either in business or in my personal life, or by reading or by association with superior minds with greater skills and mature spirits. I discipline myself to do the things that I need to do when I need to do them, because I know that doing them will enable me someday to do the things I want to do when I want to do them. I clearly understand that if I develop yearning power and apply learning power, I will increase my earning power. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to continue these self-talk affirmations, so stay tuned. You're going to get all of them and put them to work, because if you do, I will see you at the top.
One of my most fond memories was the unique opportunity I had to meet Zig Ziglar when I was 16 years old. The summer going into my junior year in high school turned out to be one of the best summers of my whole life, as I got to attend Born to Win. Zig Ziglar's landmark seminar certainly taught me the importance of those positive affirmations that I've applied to my life the last 25 years. And I got to tell you, they have absolutely made a positive difference in my life. Zig promised he would be back to tell us more about those positive affirmations, so here he is.
I'm Zig Ziglar with your encouraging word for the day, and I'm continuing those positive affirmations. I'm successful because I don't confuse activity with accomplishment. I know that I can't make it in life as a wandering generality, so I am a meaningful specific. I enjoy life because I have a great sense of humor and the ability to laugh at myself. I am like an eraser. I recognize my mistakes. I learn from my mistakes, and then I erase those mistakes from my memory. I am not bothered by someone else bragging and accepting undeserved credit. I fully understand that it is not the whistle that pulls the train. I move forward in my life every day, even if it's only a tiny step, because I know that great things are accomplished with tiny moves, but nothing is accomplished by standing still. I'm a hard worker, but I don't overdo it, because I know that the person who is always busy as a bee may awaken to discover that someone has swiped his or her honey. Today, I will seriously look for the good in every situation and find something about which to praise every person who works with me. Today, I will be friendly to the people I work with and will treat them as though they were completely responsible for my career. Today, I will express gratitude for my career that I have and the society of which I am a part, and specifically for my family and friends. I will also express gratitude for the fact that my career is rewarding in ways that go far beyond financial remuneration. These are the affirmations that will make a difference in your life. I encourage you to use them, repeat them often, because if you do, it will have a serious positive impact on your life, which means I really will see you at the top.
I want to really encourage you to try using positive affirmations for just 30 days. In fact, if you do this on a regular basis for just 14 days, someone who knows you well will already be able to tell a positive difference in your demeanor or attitude. It is amazing how this one small technique can have such dramatic impact. You can even go to the Ziglar website at Ziglar.com. Click on the retail store button and go to the free downloads. There you can download a copy of the personal affirmations that Zig was using today. I certainly hope you come back next week for a fresh word of encouragement from Zig Ziglar. Please make sure you tell somebody that by going to Ziglar.com and finding the podcast button, you can subscribe to the weekly podcast, which will automatically download it right to your computer. That way you can listen to it easily on your computer or download it on your iPod. You can freely download this to any MP3 player and turn your automobile into a university, as Zig likes to say. It's easy, it's quick, and it's free. I know everybody likes free. And plus, if you go to apple.com and check out iTunes, you can find the Ziglar podcast right there as well. I sure look forward to being back next week with more Zig Ziglar. I want you to please live life to its fullest. My name's Blake Lindsay. I'll be back next week on Ziglar.com.
Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.